God's word for our consideration this morning is the gospel lesson, the gospel according to St. John. And I draw your attention toward the end of this text. And here, this is an amazing text because the first part says that Jesus stood among his disciples with the doors locked and the windows shut and said, "Peace be with you." And Thomas was not there. And so the other disciples are so filled with joy and excitement that that night they told Thomas, who had returned from wherever he was, "We've seen the Lord." So Thomas is standing there hearing this from the other disciples, and it just doesn't jive what he saw that day. It doesn't jive with all of those thoughts and everything else that were among them. And so then what happens is 8 days later, Jesus comes and stands in front of them and says, "Peace be with you." And then he looked at Thomas and he said, "Thomas, come here. Put your finger in my hands. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe." And Jesus' words, or Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So far, God's word for our consideration, for our encouragement, for our nourishment this day. I want you to think about a couple of things. And the first thing I want you to think about is putting an addition onto your house or putting a new garage up. A number of years ago, when we had this cabin in Managua, and it was shortly after 2004 is when we bought it. And a few years after that, we're going, you know, we kind of need a deck off of these patio doors. Mm-hmm. You open up the patio doors and you can step out on a 6x16 deck with no handrails, no nothing. And basically it was being held up by a couple of posts. So we thought, let's devise a plan here and see what we want to do. So we sat down with napkins when we were at a restaurant, and we started sketching out what we wanted. Karen said, "You know, I kind of want a screened-in porch and then a deck." And I said, "Well, I kind of want a deck and then a gazebo." And she said, "What good is that going to do? You know, the insects are going to come and everything else, and you're going to have to scramble. Let's do a screened-in porch." Okay, how are we going to do it? So we started mapping it out on a napkin. Then we went to the lumber yard, and we sat down with someone who did designs. And we said, "Oh, yeah, that's not going to work. Oh, yeah, that's going to work." And then within a year, we had this nice, beautiful structure. It was hard to imagine how nice it would be from the sketch of the napkin to the designer to the finished product. I want you to think about Jesus' words. "Blessed are those who do not see but believe." I want you to think about yourself as being an unfinished product, that you have come to faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but the things of the world, the sickness, the designs of Satan wanting you, and other things are starting to close your eyes. And then Jesus, you hear Jesus' words again. "Blessed are they who do not see and yet believe. There are so many things that start to push our faith away from Jesus Christ in this world. The sins that we encounter, that we do ourselves, the flesh that we follow, or the sins of others that are drawing us closer away or further away from Jesus as Lord and Savior. I want you to think about that, and I want you to think about Jesus standing in your life and saying, "Blessed are you who see me through the eyes of faith." And think about that faith that you have in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, he is standing in your empty room looking at you and saying, "Look at me. Look at the nail prints in my hands. Look at my side that has been pierced for you. Think about me. And blessed are you who do not see me physically, but now you see me only through the eyes of faith." The Apostle Paul took that as a standard for himself. And in the fifth chapter of the letter to the Corinthians, the second letter, in chapter 5, verse 10, he says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." We can think back then to when Jesus was in the room with the disciples. The doors are locked. The windows are shut. The blinds are down for fear of the Jewish leaders. Not specifically the Jews themselves, but the Jewish leaders. Because here they had Jesus crucified, and the disciples were there for fear that they would be taken and they would be killed because they believed in this Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Jesus stands among them and says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." This is a precious portion of Scripture that comes on the heels of Easter, because we gave God thanks and praise for that wonderful miracle of the resurrection, of Jesus walking out of the tomb alive. The disciples didn't believe it at first, but then Jesus had to stand in front of them, stand in the middle of them. You see, Jesus doesn't stand in the middle of us physically, but he stands in the middle of us with his word and his sacrament. And he says to us, to each and every one of us who have doubts, because remember, we call Thomas the doubting Thomas. We have doubts. We have doubts in our struggles. We have doubts as we wrestle. We have doubts when sickness plagues us. We have doubts when we need sins put in the heart. We have doubts when something else happens to us. We have doubts when death strikes a member of our family. There's those doubts. God, are you really there? Are you really with me? Are you really there, close to give me comfort and strength? And that's when Jesus stands in the middle of our life. And he says, "See my hands, the nail prints in my hands. See my side, put your hand there. Stop doubting and believe." Because the trials can tear us away from God and Jesus. The temptations are ever there present. If we think because we're just Christians that we're immune to trials and temptations and problems happening, We got another thing coming because we do have all of those things happening in our lives. But we have one other gracious thing, is that Christ stands there in our lives and he says to us, stop doubting and believe. Believe that I am the resurrected Jesus, and in that we are blessed. We are blessed in so many different ways. We are blessed with children. We're blessed with grandchildren. We're blessed with the ability to do various things. I always marvel at Karen when she's knitting or crocheting. And I'm going, I wish I had that talent, because I could spend my hours doing that. But I don't have that talent. When she asked me to help because the yarn has got snarled up, I'm going, oh, really? How am I going to help? And I start pulling, and she says, stop, just hold. I don't have that talent to crochet or knit. But God gave me the talent of helping and comforting people in their time of need. When I was a seminary student, we had to go and be connected with a church. We did field work. And the church that I was connected with, the pastor was a very strong pastor. And he said, you're not going to preach. You may lead worship once. Maybe in the 2 years that we were there with field work, but you're going to sit there and you're going to learn. And he took us on a shut-in visit. And the shut-in visit was not a very glamorous visit. Things were going around and it got a little messy. And this one gentleman that was another fieldwork student, he left the house, and he was visibly sick from what he saw. You know, some people can do other things. God has given us gifts. God has placed us together with different kinds of gifts and different kinds of doing things. When ads come up for positions in Missouri Senate, I look at it and go, oh, that'd be a neat kind of job. And then I read down the requirements and I said, no, I couldn't do that. God's got me in a place where he wants me. God's got you in that place too, because he stood in your life and he said, look at my hands, look at my side. Stop doubting and believe. Believe that I am with you. Believe that I can hold you up and encourage you through the power of the Holy Spirit, and you will be blessed to be a blessing to others. That's right. You are blessed to be a blessing to others, all because of Christ. His suffering, his death, his glorious resurrection. Blessed in him. And in the knowledge and confession of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he has blessed you to be a blessing to others. In Jesus Christ's holy and gracious name, amen.